As promised, we're joined right now by a Stanley Cup champion, a 14-year NHL vet, and NHL Network analyst. Remember, NHL Network is going to have live coverage before and after every Stanley Cup playoff game, including on NHL Now and NHL Tonight, which is part of what Mike continues to do. And you want to check out Mike's podcast. That's Hockey Talk. He will be on NHL Now today at 3:30 p.m. Eastern. So he is a very busy man, and he's back for more. Mike Rupp is my guest. Mike, need I even ask, how was your weekend, my man?
Hey, I don't know. I mean, you could look at it a couple different ways. People that aren't sports fans are probably like, get a life. But I'm sitting here, if you're a sports fan, I mean, it was heaven. It was heaven. I went out. It was like, I actually had the weekend off, so I was actually able to enjoy it the real way. And I ordered an absolute ton of wings yesterday, sat around, watched some Game 7s. It was the best. I mean, what a way to spend your weekend.
Oh, it does not get any better than that. I even tweeted last night, the NHL playoffs. The NHL weekend was so much better than the NBA weekend. And if you're a real sports fan and you're open-minded and objective, there's no way to argue that. It was incredible. We could start in any number of places, but obviously you know the Penguins really well, Mike. What were you thinking as you watched them take the lead in the second period in New York before the Rangers tied it up in the third and then won it in OT?
Yeah, I mean, you've got a team at where you want them, right? You got them on the ropes. That's something in the playoffs. Like when you get a lead in the NHL playoffs, I mean, that is something that you have to play a little bit differently. You have to be a little more calculated in your decision making. This Rangers team, man, they've been so good in games 5, 6, and 7 of coming back. I mean, it was 2-0 in game 5 for the Penguins, 2-0 in game 6 for the Penguins. And then the Penguins had 2 separate one-goal leads yesterday, and they lost all 3 of those games, right? So you got to give a lot of credit to the Rangers. Just kind of when they come in waves, and they come at you hard. But there's that whole entire series had a lot of different controversy. I think that's what kind of added to everything as far as from the game 1 where you had that game 1 was a triple overtime, right? Yeah, it was the triple overtime, and
yes,
there was the call going to the net in the game earlier that everybody thought that the Rangers kind of got hosed, and then there was the Crosby injury and the Trouba hit where they thought it should be a suspension and all the penalty. And so, I mean, this had a lot of drama in this series, but it was hard fought. But it's at the end of the day, you guys sit there and look, if you're the Penguins, man, you had some opportunities to close out in leads and close out games, and you're unable to do it. So I think that's going to have an unsettling summer for Pittsburgh.
We're talking to Mike Rupp. So, Mike, in terms of an unsettling summer, does it feel like it could be even more than that? For instance, does it feel like it might be the end of an era in Pittsburgh? And if that's the case, how are you going to remember that era?
Yeah, you know, it's tough. It's tough because you sit there, and just even from I know there's a lot of fan bases who probably despise the Pittsburgh Penguins, but you can't argue with what they've done dating back to, even if you go back to 2008. 2008, there were Stanley Cup finals. They lose to the Detroit Red Wings. They come back the next year and play Detroit again. They win it in 2009, and then they had the back-to-back in 16-17. And the big core dating all the way back was Crosby, Malkin, Letang and Marc-Andre Fleury. Marc-Andre Fleury, no, an expansion went to Vegas, but the big three were still in Pittsburgh. And this seems like the end here. I mean, you've got the UFA, an unrestricted free agent of Malkin and Letang. Letang is pushing 35, or he's about 35, and he's on top of his game. Like, he's going to get paid. I don't know if Pittsburgh's going to be able to afford those guys. To put it this way, they're not going to be able to afford both of them, and they got Brian Rust in the mix too. It's going to be a new change, and they've got that Fenway Sports Group in there now that's owning the team. I have a feeling that they're going to swing for the fences and change things. So, yeah, it's the end of an era. I think it's an exciting time because they got this great management group in there in Pittsburgh. I think the only thing we know for certain is Sidney Crosby will be a Penguin forever, and he's still playing at a really high level.
Right. Mike Rupp is joining us. So, Mike, the other Game 7 last night was Dallas at Calgary, which turned out to be another overtime classic. Stars goalie Jake Oettinger had 64 saves in that game, and Calgary won. What did you make of his performance, though, between the pipes?
You know what, Jim, I've been really fortunate in my career to play with Marty Brodeur, which I think is the best goalie ever. When I just talk about Marc-Andre Fleury, he's probably a top 5 goalie ever, and I played with Henrik Lundqvist, who's up there as well. Last night's Jake Oettinger game 7 was probably one of the most impressive, if not the most impressive, goalie performance I've ever seen, and with my own eyes. I mean, what he was doing out there, you saw the shot discrepancy, but this kid was unbelievable. I was watching that overtime and just, I'm yelling at my house. Like, I couldn't believe what I was seeing. I mean, huge save after huge save. And eventually, when a goaltender's going from one side of the net to the other, back and forth, diving, making these desperation saves, and they keep getting other chances, eventually it goes in. It didn't. He kept making those saves. So it was impressive. He was that good all series long. It's a really cool story with him, too, because I don't think he was always the future of the Dallas Stars. But to start the season at different times, I mean, there was four goalies there in Dallas to start the season. He was the only guy on a two-way contract that could get sent down to the minors, and that's what happened. He got sent down to the minors, and here we are now. Looks like just an absolute franchise goaltender that looks like he's going to be one of the greats as well, and he had an absolute hell of a season, series.
I'll tell you what, I've never seen anything like it. I thought the guy was absolutely amazing. Mike Rupp is joining us. So, Mike, then you got Calgary moving on to face Edmonton on Wednesday night. Another really interesting matchup. What are your early thoughts on that one?
It's going to be mean. The Battle of Alberta has always got a little extra fire kind of involved in it. It's going to be fun. I mean, I think this is they got the star power with McDavid. What Connor McDavid did in the first round this is the time now where I think he's shown his greatness, but everybody always wants to say, well, when's he going to start winning? When's he going to start, you know, passing rounds in the playoffs? And I mean, he absolutely drug the Edmonton Oilers through that first round. I mean, Leon Draisaitl is a little bit banged up. So it was kind of the Connor show. And Calgary's coming in. They had an unbelievable season in the Western Conference, but they kind of look like they were a little not really in their groove in the first round against Dallas. So I think this could be a closer series than we think. And a lot of times, you know, you're going in there saying, we got a game plan for Connor McDavid, but the thing that makes him great and the thing that always made, you know, MJ great was you knew he was going to get the last shot, and he still buried it. That's what Connor's doing right now, so it should be a heck of a series as well.
Yeah, talking to Mike Rupp for a few more moments. Now, Mike, you and I talked about the pressure that was facing Toronto going into that series against Tampa Bay, and you were laying it out for us, the intensity of playing in the Canadian market, and Toronto in particular. How tough was that loss for the Leafs, and how much is that going to linger for the players themselves?
Yeah, it's going to be tough. And I think that's where in all sports, sometimes from year to year, we're like, the setup is ridiculous. I don't like it. I don't like these. I mean, theoretically, these two teams should not have played in the first round. I mean, they're both two of the best teams in the Eastern Conference. And so when we talked before about how that market is so tough in Toronto to play in, it's also tough to, how do they not overreact right now? Like, they just played the back-to-back Stanley Cup champions, and they lost in Game 7, and they look like the better team in most of the series. So I think this is the time where you really got to be patient here and know what you're doing. Toronto doesn't want to go blow this thing up. I mean, this was the best chance they've had in years. When I say years, I'm talking like 50. Like, their team was really good this year. I don't know if you really should tear this thing apart, but that's the overreaction of Toronto sports media, and we'll see what ends up happening with them.
So, Mike, I'm jumping around just a little bit before I let you go. The last time you and I spoke, we touched on your time playing for John Tortorella. Torts is an absolute legend. I got to ask, what was he like to play for?
I loved him. He was a guy that we hear it all the time, but you knew exactly where you stood with the guy, you know, and you you know, it was very black and white, and you want that as a player. And even like last night, we were watching the handshake lines, and Daryl Sutter, who's kind of that old school, the Calgary coach, is like Torts, and Johnny Gaudreau, who is kind of the way he is as a player, shouldn't really mesh together well with the old school of Daryl Sutter. Afterwards, you see them hugging after the handshake line and joking around. And I remember thinking, like, that's how Torts is, though. Like, people see a certain side of Torts. Listen, if you come in and you work your absolute butt off and you do the right things and are a good team player, you could joke around with that guy about anything. You can clown with him all the time on the side. I mean, he's a guy that it almost just felt like when Torts is coaching you, it's like that proud father who's just going to be like, you know, nod to you like, good job, kid. You know, like that's what he kind of says. And I think it makes you want to go through a wall for him.
You know, I was going to say, it used to be like the guys would say things like that about Bill Parcells, that we're talking about alphas, we're talking about elite professionals, we're talking about extremely highly paid individuals who are skilled. It takes a rare sort of leader, right, to get a room full of alphas where you want to earn that respect. You want that attaboy. I mean, how many coaches really have that? It's an amazing thing.
No, it is. It is. And it's nuts because you get that. And, you know, then you, it's weird. It's almost like just that, no words even being said, just that look, that nod, or when you come off the ice and you're getting a swig out of the water bottle and Torts comes by and gives you a little shot in the side of the ribs, like, you know, like a good job. It's like that does more than anything a coach can ever say. I think sometimes coaches think they have to say the right things. They have to say certain things. And no, we know what you want from us. And we just want a nod and some recognition when we do a good job. And Torts is, he's great at that.
There it is. He's a Stanley Cup champion, a 14-year NHL career, an NHL Network analyst. And again, NHL Network is all over the postseason. And you want to make sure you check out Mike's great podcast, too. That's Hockey Talk. Mike will be on the NHL Now today at 3:30 p.m. Eastern. Mike, I appreciate you coming back. Great to talk some hockey with you, as always.
Awesome. Thanks for having me. We'll talk later.
You got it, Rupper. Mike Rupp joining us once again. Love it. Great weekend. An amazing weekend. Leafs fans, I know we have listeners in Toronto. I know that for a fact. What's it feel like? It happened again. Again. Do you know they're 0-9 in elimination games? 0-9.